Knot Comes Loose by Sunlight Symphony, read by Daisy Diversions. Fandom, Schitt's Creek. Relationship, Patrick/David. Rating, general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. Summary, Patrick hasn't been sleeping well, and it's affecting his mood. David takes charge. Author's notes. For Good Morning Lovelies, please note that this story contains very minor spoilers for the season 6 trailer released on December 20th. Many thanks to Good Morning Lovelies for the prompt. This image, followed by a still of David and Patrick cuddling in bed together from the trailer. Extensive inspiration was also taken from the speculation of Like Real People Do, Sully, My Good Name, and other Rosebud Ditizens. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and enthusiasm. Title from the Knot Comes Loose by My Morning Jacket. The lyrics aren't entirely apt for this story, but they always make me think of David and Patrick. Reader's notes. I'm recording this for Voice Team 2025. Thank you to Sunlight Symphony for having blanket permission to Podfic. In hindsight, the save the dates are merely the straw that breaks the camel's back. Between managing the store and wedding planning, they've both been running themselves ragged. But Patrick is taking it especially hard. David is a light sleeper, habitually waking up once or twice at night. Lately, he keeps finding Patrick already awake, looking up caterers on his phone or staring at the ceiling. It's just stress, he tells David, apologizing when it makes him short-tempered. David thinks it's terribly unfair that their hectic days are intruding on Patrick's nights, keeping him from the rest he badly needs. David's solution has been to pet at Patrick's gorgeous arms until one of them drifts back to sleep. Unfortunately, it's usually David. That might be why Patrick has just interrupted David's perfectly civil debate with the stationery company by snatching David's phone out of his hand. No, you listen, Patrick growls into the receiver as David stares at him in disbelief. Your website clearly states that this design is in stock and that you offer a 10% discount on orders of 50 or more. There's an ominous pause. What's your email address, sir? I can send you a screenshot. Patrick, David hisses, scandalized. He grabs at the phone, but Patrick dodges him, speed walking towards the kitchen. Actually, they're not interchangeable, he is saying in a tautly controlled voice. As my fiancé just explained to you, the shade of ivory on the Allegro stationery. Patrick keeps spinning away from David until he finally reaches over Patrick's shoulder and plucks the phone from the crook of his neck. I apologize for the confusion, David tells the poor customer service representative. We need to talk this over a little more. Thank you. You've been very helpful. He taps 9 repeatedly until the automated satisfaction survey gets the point. You, he announces to Patrick, who's standing in front of him with his arms crossed and his mouth tight. Need a nap. David takes him by the shoulders and steers him over to the bed. What happened to talking it over? Patrick protests as David presses him into a sitting position, pushes him over onto his back, and leans down to heft his tree trunk legs onto the mattress. "Oh, that was a lie," David says cheerfully. "We're not talking about anything until you get some rest." He holds up a hand, warning Patrick to shut up and stay put, and collects the extra pillows from the couch and closet. He arranges them around Patrick's head and shoulders for maximum comfort. Patrick blinks up at him owlishly, then cranes his head up to try and kiss David, who is forced to lie down beside him to put his mouth within easier reach. He takes care not to let things get too heated, moving his hands over Patrick's back and his lips over Patrick's mouth at the same luxurious pace. He watches Patrick's eyelids droop lower and lower. When they close completely, David whispers, "I'll wake you up for dinner." He rolls over to leave the bed. Patrick's arm comes around his shoulders, trapping him. "Stay," Patrick mumbles. "I need you." David smiles at the tender brush of Patrick's eyelashes against his neck. "Okay," he concedes. He pulls his feet back off the floor, adjusting his shoulders so that it doesn't cut off Patrick's circulation. He brings his hands up to stroke along Patrick's forearms. Gradually, Patrick's grip loosens, and his body comes to rest more heavily against David's back. He sighs in his sleep. David keeps up the stroking. In another lifetime, he might have been worried by Patrick's stress around the wedding. He might even have wondered if Patrick was having second thoughts. But in this lifetime, where Patrick fights to see David's vision fulfilled in every detail, and only David's touch can soothe his anxious mind, David shuts his eyes and basks. Thanks for listening.